As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan, 877-881-1053. Franklin, injury attorney, text line if you want to get involved in the conversation or on the Twitch or on the YouTube. Who is the single best NFL draft pick in Cowboys history? Because I think that answer is easy.
Really? But
then I think it gets more complicated as we go round by round.
Okay, so the best in the history, and that doesn't necessarily mean it has to be even the number one overall pick.
Correct. In fact, I would argue it should not be the number one pick.
That being DeBerg.
No, Steve DeBerg was phenomenal, just not for the Cowboys, and that's unfortunate. But maybe one of the greatest Cowboys quarterback draft picks ever is what I'll say. There have been a lot of really good Cowboys quarterback draft picks, two at least.
It's true.
I'll say the best draft pick ever.
Because we did the worst stuff yesterday, so it feels like we got to do the best.
Has to be the quarterback that led them to not one, but three Super Bowls in his career, and that is Troy Aikman.
No.
That's what I said.
I mean, that's your opinion. This is why I think your opinion is wrong. The correct answer, because you got to factor in value as well.
Well, oh, you didn't say that we were valuing picking here.
Troy Aikman, okay, you made a great pick at number one overall.
Exactly.
Good for you.
Not everybody wanted him, but Gil did.
Yeah, well, good job.
Gil got him.
You picked the best player with the best pick. Great work. Man,
that was a really good
draft,
though.
Maybe not the best player, because that top five is un-freaking believable, except for one of them. No, the best draft pick in Cowboys history, I take you to the 10th round in 1964. When you drafted Captain America himself, Roger Staubach. All right. Roger Staubach won two Super Bowls for the Cowboys. And I know you're going to say that Aikman won three, and three is more than two.
Three is more than two.
I get
you. He should have won four in a row.
But we got Staubach.
If it wasn't for a damn pass interference, I know, it wasn't called.
I know. Sorry. But we got Staubach in the 10th round.
Okay.
That is
again
the greatest value you're going to get.
And then the next year he started for you, right?
No. He didn't come to the team for like 4 or 5 years.
What?
Because you know what? Because he's a damn patriot. And he's like, I'm going to serve my commitment to the military after he won a Heisman Trophy. And that's the only reason he doesn't have four Super Bowls.
I am fascinated by the idea of if Roger Staubach did that now.
Oh, my God.
Would people lose their minds?
I think they would.
That they took the 110th overall pick in the 10th round or whatever it was, and he's not showing up and you were relying on him as quarterback. Would people be upset, or would they be like, no, no, we're willing to wait this out because we saw what happened? You're right, Kevin. And I don't know exactly how people felt then. I don't know what my dad and his dad were feeling at that time when they were like, why the hell did we waste a pick on this guy? Or if they were just like,
then Don Meredith and then Craig Morton.
Yeah. So I'm interested in that, but he did set the standard for the organization.
Yes.
Like the entire, him and Tom Landry are united together in that front, right? And
yes,
they were the standard for excellence in Cowboys. And then the Cowboys got Troy Aikman, And that became the next standard for excellence, in my opinion.
I'm really curious if you're going to go Troy Aikman once we get back to round one. All right, so now I want to go round by round. The greatest Dallas Cowboys draft pick in each round. We're only going seven rounds. I know that the draft used to be significantly longer, and in the AFL, they're just like, pick until you're tired of saying names.
Didn't John Madden get selected in like the 27th round?
Yeah, like they're a whatever. So we're going to stick with the more modern draft formula of seven rounds. Who is the greatest seventh round pick for the Cowboys of all time? Here are your options.
All right.
Unless you want to just pick somebody totally different. Rock Marion.
Ooh, that's good.
Jay Ratliff.
That's really good.
Leon Lett.
Oh.
Bullet Bob Hayes.
Dang.
And Ray Field Wright.
Okay.
Cowboys are beasted drafting in the seventh round.
They were. I mean, who've they gotten lately?
Hey.
Colston Weatherington.
That is
John Nick.
This is a fair point.
Courtney Brown.
Jay Ratliff wasn't.
Yes.
I mean, that was a long time ago.
Mike Mickens. Jay Ratliff, it's amazing how many people love Jay Ratliff because, again, he was a seventh round pick and he wasn't supposed to be anything and he turned into a very good player. This is tough because Ray Field Wright's a Hall of Famer.
Yep.
Bullet Bob Hayes was amazing.
Yep.
And then I love Leon Lett personally because he popped the bubble wrap that I gave him right there in my face. And he did it faster than anybody I've ever seen pop bubble wrap. That was amazing.
For me, it comes down to Wright or Hayes, but
I
hear you.
I'm right there with you, too. And I didn't see enough Ray Field Wright highlights in my career. So I will go with Bullet Bob Hayes.
I'm going to go with Ray Field Wright just because I feel like he had to struggle more to ultimately get some of that recognition.
I gotcha.
That I thought he was due all along.
Do not sleep on Brock Marion. Like, go back and watch how important he was to that team. He was really important.
Round number six, your candidates. Jim Cooper, who I definitely know who that is. Eugene Lockhart and D.D. Lewis.
Eugene Lockhart. I'll take that one all day.
Yeah, that's what I think, too.
I had dinner with him at Camp Easy's.
But if you're a Doomsday defense fan,
yeah.
I can see how you might go D.D. Lewis. All right, round number five. I think this one is going to be easy. Orlando Scandrick, Ron Springs, Blaine Nye, the science guy, Walt Garrison, or Herschel Walker.
I guess.
It's got to be Herschel,
Walt
right?
Garrison. Because of what you got
I do,
for him.
I mean, Walt Garrison, everybody loved Walt Garrison.
I'm going to go with Walt Garrison, even though I know, like, Herschel Walker was a blast. He was in our era. He didn't, can you say that he didn't quite live up to what Herschel Walker was supposed to be?
Yes.
But he did get us the King's ransom that everybody expected we should get for Luka.
Yes, he did.
Sorry, I didn't bring up Luka again.
Okay. And by the way, and I see for everybody who is voting for Bullet Bob Hayes, I totally get it. I think more people recognized his impact that immediately than maybe they did Ray Field Wright. And so I'm a sucker for Ray Field Wright because I don't feel like he got his proper.
Didn't get his credit.
Yeah, exactly.
It even took a long time for him to get into the hall.
Yes, it did.
Thank you very much, Rick Goslin.
He tried.
No,
yeah.
Rick Goslin,
you were saying he kept him out.
Yeah,
okay.
For most people that got into the hall from the Cowboys, Rick Goslin was the pitch.
Round four. Competition stepping up. Tony Tolbert, Brady James, Marion Barber, Tom Rafferty.
Man, Mike loved Tom Rafferty.
He does.
I will go with Tony Tolbert because he was a champion. And I know that team, they'll point to Charles Haley and they'll point to all these guys. But ask Nate Newton. Ask Charles Haley how important Tony Tolbert was on the other side. I'm a huge Tony Tolbert fan. He was that's where it is. He wasn't a star, but he was a dude you had to have on your team to win those championships. You had to have a guy like him.
Tony Tolbert was my vote as well. Now, as you can guess, these top three rounds get crazy. So who was the greatest third round pick in Cowboys history? Here are some of your options.
Steven Peterman.
If you want. Charlie Waters. Eric Williams, Harvey Martin, and Jason Witten.
This is tough.
That is a stacked group.
Because we know and we love Jason Witten.
Yes.
Harvey Martin has never gotten the due he deserves.
Harvey Martin is very much in my Rayfield Wright category, and that's why I think I would give him the edge. But I understand.
Eric Williams was a nasty monster on the field. Absolute nasty yes. monster. And Charlie Waters might be the most beloved Cowboy. He might be right up there as one of the most beloved Cowboys ever.
I could see that.
I'll just say because I watched Jason Witten. You know what? No, Eric Williams won a Super Bowl too. I'll go with Eric Williams. Okay. I didn't watch Charlie Waters. I never saw Harvey Martin. I have so much respect for what I hear about Harvey Martin from guys like my dad, anybody that was in that era. But Eric Williams, I'll stick with him. I love Jason Witten, but that team just never got over the top. And that's where, you know, it stunk to hear Jerry yesterday saying, hey, it's a travesty that we didn't get you, Tyron, a championship. And you're just sitting there going, look at all these dudes you said that to now. Dadgummit, come on.
All right, I'm going to have to eat a little crow real quick. I will admit, I researched off of some older sources. Would you put Dak Prescott as your best ever fourth round pick, right? I see people sending in. That's fair. I apologize.
Dak, I mean, I might still stick with some of the other guys.
Okay.
Like that, if you're going value-wise, yeah.
Yeah.
Like it does seem like, but you've paid a lot for him.
Man, you have. All right. Round number two. And again, feel free to send in your own candidates. This is going to be tough. Mel Renfro. Darren Woodson.
Too, yeah. Okay. There you go.
And Larry Allen.
Crap. I hate you.
I didn't make this list, but those are incredible names. It feels like it should be Darren Woodson most of the time.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time, it's subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
There's no way I'm not picking Larry Allen.
Fine. I know, and you know what? The one thing you probably have that you don't ever want to say to Darren Woodson, because we love him so much, is Larry's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but I would never have wanted to say that to Larry Allen, because he right ripped my face off like he did that guy's face mask.
You don't want
to
say it to Woody either, because we love him. So
he's the best.
Larry Allen's in the Hall of Fame. I will go with him. I love Darren Woodson. I think that he would point to Larry Allen and go, dude, he's maybe the greatest guard to ever step on the field.
Yeah.
So by all means, I appreciate that. I think that Darren would have that kind of consideration for his teammate.
Now, as you can probably guess, the toughest of them all. Alec, if you want to vote in on this one, I will give you some candidates. The greatest first-round pick in Cowboys history. Is it Zach Martin, Troy Aikman, Michael Irvin, Tony Dorsett, Randy White, Bob Lilly, Emmitt Smith? Like, that is a murderer's row of I don't think you can really go wrong. It shows you that I didn't even put Tyron Smith in the top eight. And obviously, he has had a hell of a career.
Alec, this is you now. Because I don't want to choose. I don't want anybody to hate me.
I don't feel like there's a wrong answer, but if you got to pick one, don't you think it has to be the guy that holds the NFL rushing record? Don't you think? Like,
Three-time Super Bowl champion.
If we're going to go X's and O's here, I'm going to go with the greatest to ever play the position for my money. It's going to be Emmitt Smith. It's so tough, because who knows? At the end of his career, there could be an argument for Micah Parsons. There could be an argument for any of the guys that you just listed.
Yeah, CeeDee Lamb could get it at some point.
CeeDee Lamb, absolutely. He could break all the records. He could set some NFL records in his career. We don't know. But, man, I think it has to be Emmitt.
You know my love and an adoration for number two overall pick, Tony Dorsett.
Yes.
And I just told you, I think Troy Aikman might be the best Cowboy ever. I also will agree with Alec on this, though. Emmitt Smith was the reason Troy Aikman's numbers aren't better. Emmitt Smith was so good, and that offensive line was so good, he knew, we can run the ball. I don't have to do this.
Yeah.
And so they deferred to him for pretty much everything. And he has some legendary games, like some extremely legendary games where they wouldn't have done it if they didn't have that guy.
Do you think I picked Emmitt Smith?
I think you picked Bob Lilly.
Good call. Emmitt Smith, obviously a fine choice, among the greatest players of all time. I still think Bob Lilly is right there with Aaron Donald in terms of the best defensive tackle ever. And one of the best defensive players in the history of the NFL. He made the all-decade team twice in the 60s and the 70s. He was first-team all-pro seven times. I think he is one of, and plus, he autographed something specifically for Peace-a-thon in multiple years.
Yes, he has. He's been awesome.
I'm a sucker for Bob Lilly as well. I understand any number of these answers. I'm going with Bob Lilly on this. Though I think Zach Martin could be in that conversation as well.
Hey, Kevin, I'm going to go back and change mine to Roger Staubach again.
Okay.
Our first ever guest on the KNC Masterpiece. He essentially got us a radio show. It's Roger Staubach.
There you go. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next.
Our boss said, how the hell did you get Roger Staubach? Who are you guys? And we were like, we got friends.
And then it was all downhill from there.
Since then.
Coming up next, to bring us back uphill, it is AM on the FM.
We're going to celebrate National High Five Day plus Stephen A's next career. No, it's not president. Next on The Fan.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. An intriguing tweet from Scottie Pippen that was not about Michael Jordan or the Bulls might surface later in this show.
I'll use the C block if you want
okay,
to.
Okay, I see the appeal of that first Hakeem run for sure.
Okay.
But right now, it's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, and of course, we got the question of the day coming up here in a matter of moments. Plus, Stephen A. might have a new gig, and it's not running for president, even though that headline seems to come up once a week.
Yes.
Get to that. Some sound from First Take this morning, where he had a very special guest ahead of WrestleMania season coming up here in just a little bit. But go to my favorite resource, gentlemen, the National Day Calendar. And you can answer today's question of the day on the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line, 877-881-1053, Twitch and YouTube. Want to hear from you as well. It is National High Five Day. Every third Thursday in April, that is National High Five Day. So I want to ask the Tolos, I want to ask you too, because I know you guys are well-traveled and have met some cool people. Who is the coolest person you have ever high-fived or shake hands with? Gotten the opportunity to have a nice handshake with? Because, you know, sometimes you might run into someone, you can't really get the autograph or the picture. It's just a quick passing by. Maybe you're at an event and you get the high five or something. It might be cooler than someone you've actually had the time to actually get an autograph from or whatever. So I would argue my two are probably cooler than any pieces of memorabilia or autographs that I've ever gotten.
Dirk is definitely in the mix.
Yeah, and he walked right into the studio.
I know Nico would be like, that's dumb. Mm. Who? But I was excited about shaking hands with Dirk.
I will say I got a one-on-one with Rick Carlisle once, and
okay.
This was like after he'd already berated me.
I don't have time to tell you. God, I love that.
And
clip.
But he in the one-on-one we had, he was like, "That was fantastic. Those were great questions." And he like just kept complimenting me, and I was like, "You don't remember that you crapped all over me." Anyway.
Oh, I think he did.
But he was. I really enjoyed that conversation. Kevin, I know you weren't happy with me in the moment, but you know I was geeking out whenever I met Troy Aikman. Like in that moment, you and I were not on talking terms. We were not on talking terms at all. And I really needed a bourbon. But we later, he knows how like geeking out I was about it. I'd always wanted the chance, and I said two things to him, and then I could tell it. I had nothing else left, but that was probably my favorite moment. But you're right, Alec. These Bochy. I mean, come on, dude. Getting to have a conversation with Boch in the spring training box is awesome.
Mark Cuban was really cool.
He was really
too.
Cool.
Like I know, obviously, we've had our differences of opinion, but like you're a billionaire. You helped kind of reinvent this franchise
and
like,
drugs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Prescription drugs and whatnot.
That's right.
Maybe, yeah. And
want to make that clear.
These Super Bowl trips do bring, I mean, Billie Jean King. Kevin lit up whenever that happened.
All right. I might change my answer to one that people are just going to think is stupid because I just realized who I nerded out the most about. It was Elton Brand. So what we did, and look, the Duke basketball love goes back a long way, but when it was the Mike Modano charity game, and obviously it was the Dirk charity game as well, but we were out there and there were so many famous people out there. People kind of dispersed. Nobody was there with Elton Brand. And I was like, this is your chance, dude. And so I went up and I was like telling myself in my head, and this is still like early in the media foray. And I was like, Keep it cool. And I just didn't want to be like, hello, Elton. And he's like, I have to go. And so I kept it cool. And that worked out really well. Shawn Michaels was a good one, too. Man.
Remember at the golf tournament? Like, I know I'd interviewed him before, but I was freaking out over Vince Carter again.
I could see that.
I just really love Vince Carter. Somebody said George Foreman. We got a one-on-one or a two-on-one with Evander Holyfield.
Yeah.
That was an awesome moment in time.
Talk about a surreal moment. We had to leave the Rick Ross concert to go interview Evander Holyfield at the Floyd Mayweather fight. Like, it was a weird time.
The bass was so heavy in that arena that I thought my eyes were going to roll back in my head. It was amazing. And then my phone rings and I was like,
hold on one second. I got to go get take this call. Kevin, I'll be right back.
And even when he was right next to me, he's like, you want to interview him? What?
Holyfield, we got to go.
And we ran. We ran to go talk to Holyfield. He would have given us as much time as we wanted.
Oh, my God. He would have sat there for 30 minutes for us if that was what it took. He was tremendous.
Running into people at concerts, the worst possible time and place to run into like an old friend or a famous person like that. Because like you said, it doesn't even matter who it is. It can be a country artist.
Yeah.
The bass will deafen everything that happens. I remember I went to Don Toliver's concert at the AAC last year. Had no idea our guy Blake Elliott was going to be there. He walks right past me during the opening set to go to the pit, and I'm screaming his name at full volume. He does not hear a single thing. Ooh. I call him, and he's just like, hey, what's up, buddy? I'm at a concert. I'm like, yeah, so am I. I just saw you walk by. Come back over here. The worst time and place whatsoever. My answers, there's a tie for first place. It's either John Cena when I was like 12 at a house show. My first ever pro wrestling event, sat front row at a house show when they used to actually do them here at the old Fort Worth Convention Center before they tore it down. But sitting front row, he main evented that night, I think against the Big Show maybe. And they did like a no DQ match. So there's tables and everything. And Cena being the guy he used to be now because he's a bad guy. But he walked around for like half an hour after the show, just chatting people up, signing autographs. Awesome, awesome.
That's cool.
And you know, as a 12-year-old, 11-year-old kid, whatever I was back then, coolest thing ever. John Cena was like my hero at the time. So there were some other cool names there at the time too. Like Sheamus was a big one for me because look at me, red haired. So there was the obvious connection there. Kids called me Sheamus in school growing up. So that was cool. And then most recently, I think I'd put Shaquille O'Neal up there. Western Conference Finals Game 3.
Ooh.
I was just sitting on the Mavericks bench with, I think, Tim Cato, and I think CA was there with me. And Shaq just walks by. He daps up CA, says what's up to Tim Cato, and he shakes my hand, and he rubs my head, and he goes, nice hair, young fella. Wish I could do that.
Great.
And he goes, wish I could do that.
That is tremendous.
I'm like, Shaq just complimented my hair and shook my hand. That is crazy.
He said you were better than him in that particular aspect.
In that one slight moment, yes, I was.
I don't want this to come across as a short joke.
Okay.
Is that, by having to qualify it, is it already bad?
Look, you just had the, I don't want this to sound racist, but, and crap. You're like, stop talking. You ever hear people like, hey, I don't want this to sound, like, stop talking.
I just feel I've gone too far with Alec a couple times and I don't want it. So you know what?
That's right.
Never mind. This is the AM on the FM and I don't want to invade it right now.
We're going to make the bold prediction or bold observation that Shaq is significantly taller than Alec.
Yes, very bold. But
I bet he knows.
Yeah.
No, I bet he knows.
I was sitting on the Mavs bench and like the way you have to look up and almost break your neck just to make eye contact with that man is crazy. And then Kevin Harlan walked by and said hi as if he knew me. I'm like, that's Kevin Harlan.
It's Alec from the radio.
I mean, I've talked to him on the phone like twice, but I don't think he would remember me from a 15-second conversation. So I was like, one of my broadcast idols. Cool.
Kevin Harlan seems like he's probably really good at making it seem like he totally remembers you and knows you when you start talking. And you're like, you're the best. From the
Force. I agree. Yeah.
Yes. From the 469, I used to get a lot of hugs from Jennifer Garner when I was an actor on Alias. That was pretty cool.
I'm sorry, what? You were an actor on Alias?
That's what they said. But now they said meeting actors doesn't do anything for them anymore. And they would love to meet Dirk. Carrie Von Erich, and then Kevin Von Erich as well from the 972.
Yeah, that's an awesome one.
Jim McMahon, the year they went to the Super Bowl. For the 979, we're going to talk about him again later. Hakeem, his hand completely engulfed mine. I could see that. I still think Tyron Smith has the biggest hands of any human being. It's like shaking hands with a frying pan.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Magic. When we saw him and we met him, he glowed. I still to this day I think that he was glowing when he walked by, and he's a giant dude too.
Yes,
like you watch the NBA and you're like, oh, those guys aren't that tall. And then you get around him, you're like, holy crap.
Yeah, and you realize a 6'6" guy is enormous. Yeah. Even if on your TV, he just looks like one regular person. Yeah, absolutely. From the 972, I got to meet then President Ronald Reagan. Oh, very
cool. Did you read Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top?
Oh, no, that would be neat. Oh,
that's awesome. And I'm trying to go through my mind like all these concerts. I met the new kids on the block. I went on a cruise with them. But they're not cool anymore.
Was it tough hanging with them?
It was Jordan Knight. He was my favorite anyway. But he put his hand on my shoulder and we took a picture together. I met all of them. They were all cool, but they're not cool anymore.
Oh, yeah. Take that, new kids.
From the 817, you guys at Martin House.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm... Thank you for putting us in that category.
Yeah, you guys made me look really cool in front of my friends that were there. I appreciate that. Everybody that showed up. You should show up to Pluckers in City View in Fort Worth next week, too, on Thursday for the first round of the NFL draft or the annual selection party, if you want to call it that.
You can call it the draft. Okay. And by the way, sure, if you're good at predicting the draft, please come out to the Dallas Pluckers. Because I have historically bad track records with my pluckers, and I need people who know what's up to come sign up.
All right, we got Stephen A. news. Just kidding, no. It was an invitation that was made by Cody Rhodes, the WWE champion, was on First Take this morning. There's been a lot of headlines. Stephen A. has even addressed it about him potentially getting into politics and running for president. I think he has an idea of what he really wants his next gig to be. Cody Rhodes extended an invitation for him to be his manager.
Stephen A., I feel like I've heard you mention multiple times that you want to get into the management side of things, or at least touch it one time. Yeah, Bobby the Brain Heenan, Mr. Heyman, these legends.
That's true.
This is easy. Come and do it. You can... I mean, I'm putting myself out there. You could manage me, and it's an easy night at the office. It's an easy night.
Stephen A.
Stephen A.
What are you doing Saturday?
Wow. Stephen A. Smith on WWE programming would be printing money.
I agree with that. This is a weird wrestling comparison. What do you think would be cooler, that or this person from the 469? I got to hang out with The Undertaker after the show in Iraq back in 2005. So that means not only did he get to hang out with The Undertaker was probably all about him. I'm assuming this is a military person.
Yeah.
When they did tribute to the troops, and I bet he's like, you're the best. And Undertaker's probably like, you know what? You're the best.
They just caught Saddam Hussein 2 years before that.
Amazing.
Wow. That, yeah, I don't even have anything to combat that. I thought my Shaq experience was cool. That's, you take the cake. That is awesome. Keep those coming in. I'll respond during the break. The coolest handshake / high five interaction you ever had for National High Five Day. And that is AM on the FM.
Gold medal winner, Michael Johnson. Who I made laugh.
Oh, yeah.
I made him fall over laughing.
Yes.
That was probably one of my brightest shining moments in time.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Are the Cowboys really this unlikely to make the playoffs? Next on The Fan.
And here's Carr under center. Play action. Back. Steps up. Hit as he throws deep to the middle to Shaheed. Caught it over the top of Donovan Wilson and strolls in for a 70-yarder.
Are the Cowboys really this unlikely to make the playoffs? 877-881-1053. You want to get involved in the conversation as we go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip.
Now, before we get to that, the most important thing I could tell you tonight.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Draft 101, 4131 North Central Expressway. You don't have to sign up. You just got to show up. It's free. Food is going to be provided by Whataburger. You got Bobby, Zach, Broadus, a crew from DallasCowboys.com to answer all of your draft questions, plus an autograph memorabilia from Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb will be given away. It's an extravaganza, and it costs $0.
Oh, really?
I already have one person.
How much will the Whataburger be?
$0.
All right, let's say I want an autograph from the entire crew, and I print out my mock draft.
I think they would do that.
You think? But how much is that going to cost?
$0.
What about parking?
$0.
Is there parking around here? Or
yes.
Do I have
yes.
Park on the street
no,
somewhere?
No, you could park in the garage and everything. You'll be fine.
This sounds like the best setup ever.
By the way, I already have at least one person who will be attending tonight and said if they win any of the autograph memorabilia, they will be donating it to Peace-a-thon. The work
It never does stop.
All right. Let's talk about Isaac Alarcón. Do you remember him?
I do.
He used to be on the Cowboys. Now he's on the practice squad for the 49ers.
He wanted that cake.
Yeah. Well, he wanted cake apparently with PEDs in it. Oh. He has been suspended 6 games for a PED violation. And considering he was already having to fight to make the roster, I know he gets there's an exemption with his international player pathway, but that's just not what you want to hear.
You think there was any PED in the lemon frosting? And that's what it was?
You know what? It's a shame that everyone says that like they were given something that they didn't know. Because I bet there are people who tested positive for steroids who ate like some weird concoction that they were just given and had no freaking clue.
I was at a birthday party and the cupcakes were full of steroids. Yeah.
But now I mean, maybe.
Because those kids, they were trying to get
those 8-year-olds were already like 6 foot tall and flexing.
They're throwing the adults in the pool.
But yeah, I think that probably happens sometimes. Okay. But, you know.
Well, that's tough for him, man. I was hoping the best for him.
Let's talk about the Dallas Cowboys. Will the Dallas Cowboys make the playoffs this season?
At the moment, I would bet no, because I feel like you're getting two out of this division and maybe two out of the West. I'm not sure. The West might crumble this year, but I feel like you're getting two out of this division, and that's Philadelphia and Washington.
Alec, Corey's being a hater. Do you think the Dallas Cowboys will make the playoffs?
As of right now,
oh my God,
I'm going to say that they're not going to make the playoffs. Now, could that change if they get a beast wide receiver that happened to play at Arizona at number 12?
What if they got a beast wide receiver sometimes that played at Texas?
Ooh,
that sounds like a no.
If Tet's on the board, I don't like the value. Do I think Golden is going to be good? Yes. So I think he could work out here. He's just not the Robin that I want to see. He's Batman.
I gotcha. Well, you know what? The gamblers of the world are with you. Dallas Cowboys make the playoffs plus 200. That means 2-1 on your money if they make the playoffs. Will they miss the playoffs? Minus 260. The implied probability of that means 67% that they do not make the playoffs.
But if I bet 50, I get 100.
Correct.
If they make it.
Correct. They don't even have to do anything in the playoffs. They just have to make the playoffs.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. Like, it's going to be a very tough one, but they could still do some work in this draft that could change some things. They definitely could.
Now, the Commanders and DC are close to a $3 billion stadium deal at RFK, or the former RFK stadium site. I would imagine if you typed in RFK today, that might not be the first thing that comes up, but that's why I wanted to tell you now. It's a $3 billion deal. However, the district would only pay $500 million. The new ownership group for Washington's like, you know what? We could pay $2.5 billion.
So that seems ridiculously low compared to the $2.5 billion that he's thrown out. But how much did the Cowboys, how much did the
half?
Yeah, like it was $1.5 billion. Yeah. So it was $500 million or so. I don't know exactly how it was, but I was like, dang, I think it's impressive that an owner is like, I'm going to take on this much of it. And I'll do it because A, this city needs it. We just saw how electric the fan base can be if we're good.
Yeah.
And I plan on being good for a while, but I have a question for you regarding this.
And I'm about to save the ownership group $350 million. My apologies. I said $500 million. The district is willing to contribute $850 million. Just some of it, they'll have to pay you later.
Okay.
So, I mean,
hey, that makes sense.
That's, look, these that's taxes. Still a lot of money. Yes.
These taxes aren't going to pay themselves.
Hey, they said, we'll pay you the other $350 million in 2032. So, look, that's a long ways away if you're a regular person. If you're one of these owners, you're probably like, great. It's like the most awesome Bobby Bonilla day ever.
Exactly. Exactly. I do question though, Kevin, if you're put yourself in the mind of an owner.
Okay.
Or a governor, and you pay $2.5 billion for a new stadium and your team was good and that's why you were able to sell it.
Yep.
And then they turned to crap. Are you pissed at that? Are you mad about that?
I mean,
you don't usually use that word, but ticked off is what I meant to say.
I would be mad because the stadium's not going to open until 2030. So the idea is, you think with Jaden Daniels in tow, hopefully you'll be on a good run and then you'll build back up the season ticket list. Because, I mean, they have a huge fan base, but it's just Dan Snyder.
It's been
in mediocrity.
Dude on for so long.
Ran
literally.
Them all away. It is really amazing when a football franchise can continually not have success and the fans are still there for them.
That's true. It happens.
All right, let's go to our next story. Just want to give that a minute to linger. Let everyone handle that. Isaiah Bond, and I'm surprised we don't hear about this more frequently. Isaiah Bond has filed a lawsuit against his accuser. Remember, we talked about how the timing of it, the draft is in a week and will be dispersed at all of the pluckers across the Metroplex. But a week ago, Isaiah Bond was charged and he immediately disputed the allegations against him, turned himself into the police over the alleged assault. And now he has filed a lawsuit against his accuser. Now, this could be because he really, you know, hopes to squash this or get justice or whatever the case is. But I also think it helps that he and his attorney sent a letter out to all 32 of the teams proclaiming his innocence while also having this. It feels like a stronger statement of like, here's a letter and also I am suing that person who made this accusation.
Yeah, I don't know all the answers to what really happened.
For sure.
But if you're a lawyer, if you're his lawyer, you're doing everything you can to ensure that he's getting the best opportunity. That's the lawyer's responsibility. And so this is a smart play. This is definitely a smart play to kind of re-raise that stock draft.
Now, let's go to the Giants, who their GM said on the one hand, they've gotten plenty of calls about the number three pick, but also said it is not mandatory for them to take a quarterback. Maybe not at the number three pick, but do you think it's mandatory for the Giants to take a quarterback in this draft?
I don't. I mean, again, because this might not be the strongest quarterback draft class.
Yeah.
Now, if you're looking at one of these guys and you're like, no, you're predicting he's going to be great, then do it. That's what you should do in those instances. But they're a dysfunctional front office. They're a dysfunctional franchise altogether. They can't make their minds up. Nobody's on the same page. I don't even know what the leadership actually is for the Giants. And that's how dysfunctional they've been for so long now that they can't agree on something like this. So I hope it continues. I hope it just continues to roll along that way.
Because yeah.
As somebody said about Nico, they're happy that he's around because that makes them look good. This is kind of good for the Cowboys and for anybody else that doesn't like the Giants.
Aaron Donald has secured a temporary restraining order because of an alleged stalker who, I mean, like, you know what stalking is. And so they granted his request. There's a hearing set for May 7th. In the meantime, this person is supposed to remain 100 yards away from Aaron Donald, their kids, and his brother.
You ever had a stalker before?
I don't think so.
What if somebody's stalking you right now and you don't know?
Does that make you nervous? Not really. Like,
you'd be happy about it, huh?
I don't know if I would say that. I just want to know what it is that they want. Like, is it because
pictures of you?
Yeah, you want to take my pet rabbit and boil it in a pot? Then I'm out. Is it because you just want to come up here and watch the show someday? That's fine.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. There's protection here.
We're the KNC Masterpiece. It's Alec. Right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's talk with Dallas Wings general manager and EVP Kurt Miller right here on The Fan.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.